Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome. Yay. Cool. So what part are we in the schedule right now? The beginning part?
Yes. The bit just after we say hello.
Just after we say hello? Mm-hmm. And this part is about acquisition.
It's about welcoming and acquisition. Do you feel sufficiently welcomed?
Yes.
Excellent.
All right. Mm-hmm. See? That's good. Okay, cool. So we got Glenn here. And he's got his Macintosh, and we're going to talk about acquisition. Now, the structure of the next couple of days is meant to be somewhat linear.
Yeah.
And it's meant to be somewhat training-like. We're going to talk about what we did, what we're doing, the direction it's going, what's not done yet, expectations about what it will look like, and how we are going to, without sounding too Microsofty, how we're going to message it.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we find really, really interesting is acquisition of the thing.
Yeah.
You're a 15-year-old boy, like Glenn is.
Yes.
You're sitting down at your computer for the first time, and you want to acquire ASP.NET and get started. What's that experience like?
It's the most important inconsequential piece of the stack, because it's something you do like a couple of times. So it feels like if you were to optimize, you wouldn't optimize this, right? You do it once, and then you never worry about it. Turns out, though, that's not strictly true, because first of all, if it sucks, then I'll have some guy called Scott on the phone yelling at me when they're at a Temish conference trying to get it to work. And the 15-year-old version of me might just give up, which is all bad.
Right.
So today, let's remember what we have. We have DNVM. We have DNVM list. I've been hacking on my DNVM. This one doesn't look like yours.
Yeah, because my lines are dashed, so, and your lines aren't dashed.
Yeah, that's totally it. You've got DNVM, you can do DNVM list, DNVM use, you can use DNVM to acquire something. I can go DNVM upgrade, or I can go DNVM install a version, right? Works reasonably well for us. How many of you love the DNVM run a curl script and then I can do everything kind of experience? Is there any of you that particularly love it? See, there's not very many hands even amongst us here. Right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's a necessary evil.
Now, you'll need DNVM still to switch between DNXs. It doesn't necessarily need to be the way you acquire the bits from the first get.
Mm-hmm.
First go, right? So we started to work on something that looks more like this. Now, this is on a Mac, so I'm going to show you on Windows in a little bit, in a second. Big green button, clicks install, says install for OS X. If I was on Windows, it would say install for Windows. If I was Linux, it would say install for Linux. Clicking the button gives me a thing, right? It gives me in this case, a PKG on Mac,
mm-hmm.
The Mac MSI equivalent, if we're Windows guys. And the intent is to give you a one installer for whatever installer technology for the platforms that we're supporting is, that has everything in it you need.
And the intent right now is that that website will show up at get.asp.net.
Yes. Now, once Windows works, because it went to sleep,
This is the same website you'll see on Windows.
This is the same website. If you come in on a Windows machine, you'll see this page. If you come in on a Mac, you'll see the page I just had. So when you're on Windows, we decided we wanted to show you both current world and ASP.NET 5 and ASP.NET 4.6, have a choice. So there's still a choice to be made about whether you're going to use ASP.NET 5 or not. However, if you're on Mac, you're kind of out of options for 4.6, so you only get 4.5 as your option. So you have this page, and then in other downloads, if for some reason our detection fails, or if you're trying to download the installer from a different OS, or if you're looking for a particular thing like a dev build or an unstable build, this is where this table will give you those. This is the same installers. So an XE for Windows, a PKG for Mac, and then this currently has a tar. That tar is just one of the DNXs, NuGet packages, tarred and gzipped instead of zipped like a NuGet package is. So if you're going to click that, it's up to you to put it on your path somehow, however you decide to do it, but otherwise it works great, right?
The intent is to make that easier, right?
The intent is that I'll be able to go apt-get install beta 8 or RC1 or apt-get install and yum, yum install, right? We'll get that stuff working. We're working on what feed that goes on, the best mechanisms. There's a few conversations. We're not the only team trying to ship packages like this, Debian mm-hmm. packages and RPM packages. And so as with all things Microsoft, there's some effort to kind of make sure we kind of all do the same things, make sure signing happens appropriately, the right people are looking after the keys, all those things have to happen. So we're working on making that happen. And then underneath this, you'll still have the command line install if you want to just grab DNVM and then DNVM install my thing. Now, on Windows, this XE that downloads is basically the Visual Studio installer. And when I say that, what I mean is it's the exact same technology that makes the Visual Studio installer. It's an XE that bundles together a bunch of MSIs. So when you run that XE, it will give you beta, it will give you the DNX, it will give you several flavors of the DNX, all the ones that we think make sense. It will give you WTE, if you have Visual Studio installed, it'll give you the version of tooling that goes with that version of the DNX that you just clicked. It basically gives you everything we could think of in one big bundle to get you going. And now this, and then, if you, as I said, if you don't have Visual Studio, it won't run the Visual Studio specific parts. It'll also, eventually, it will have checkboxes. You'll be able to start it up and you'll see, like you see in Visual Studio, you check the checkboxes and then you click go. To begin with, I believe it's going to be an XE, and those switches will still be there, but the only way to get them is to like run it as like a command line thing and send args and stuff. Like, it'll evolve over time and get better and better, but I'm telling you the vision. And that's kind of it for the Windows XE. There'll be two modes. One of them is a web install, so you download this thing, it's super small, and then it downloads the MSIs it's going to install on the fly. So it's, you know, don't pay for downloading what you're not going to use. The other is like a mammoth DVD install thing where the XE is
several hundred megabytes. Mammoth. I thought the whole point of ASP.NET was that it's not mammoth.
It includes DNX 64-bit, DNX 32-bit, flavors of WTE, all the lang packs for WTE. It includes...
Does it have to include all those things?
It does have to include all those things because it's the one-stop thing to give you everything.
Okay. Right? So what's the smallest get me started?
It's the web installer only downloads of all those things what you need. So you click it, it's a few K.
Okay.
And then depending on what MSIs you're installing, it'll go grab them on the fly and install them.
So to be clear, the vision of getting started with a very small download is still, we're still cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And then once there's checkboxes, you click that really small thing, you click the one checkbox, it downloads the one checkbox and puts that one thing on your machine.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Never hurts to ask.
This is the first time he's heard of this. Okay, so now, does that sound good? Right? So there's three kind of scenarios that we've talked about. There's three major scenarios we kind of talk about. You have us and developers like us and developers not like us, where you're a dev, you want to get a DNX on your machine, you want to do some dev work. You've got people in a more of a, I guess what we would stereotypically call an enterprising environment, where they kind of want to click an MSI and have an option in Visual Studio and run. And you have like a server install, where I want to take the DNX and I want to get it onto all of my servers and I'm going to run all of my stuff, right? Mm-hmm. That XE kind of satisfies all of those to various degrees. Now, you may download the full mammoth DNX XE with everything in it for your server installs if you want to get it and then like have it on a network share and then go run it on all the different places.
But that server install is machine-wide as opposed to having nothing on the machine and just deploying it with the app, which is also still possible.
Yeah, that's the thing, whether you have the shared DNX or whether you're carrying the DNX locally in your application. Both of those are viable, and a lot of people are going to want to do the shared install.
Okay.
The installers all put the DNXs in global locations, so they're either in program files or, you know, slash user lib DNX, you know, user local lib DNX. Okay, so there's some other stuff on here, clicks to go off to docs and stuff and things like that. If I click install, it starts downloading a PKG, which will probably take a while. So luckily...
It's already done.
It is. Well, I've got one here, though, so I'm going to click this one instead.
And that looked like that was about 70 megs.
It was about 70 megs. So this, how do I zoom?
You don't.
Okay. So
unless you turn on accessibility and then...
I did that.
Control, two finger.
Control.
And then two fingers in.
Look at that. You're making it scroll. Look,
you didn't really turn it on.
Are you sure? Okay. Now, what I wanted to show you here was this. So...
You actually did turn on...
Yeah, I did.
That's weird.
So, how much of that can you see? Can you see a reasonable amount? It doesn't seem too bad. So, on here you have the .NET version manager. You have, so you have DNVM, you have several, you have by default Mono and CoreCLR DNXs for Mac. Underneath that, you've got additional platforms, right? So part of the reason why this is fairly large is it has, you know, the Linux DNX and it has the several Windows DNXs, so that you can choose.
Is your computer like? Does the mouse thing work? Can you click that?
Does the mouse work?
Well, I've been pushing on it. It doesn't do anything.
The mouse does work, but apparently not on that button.
Well, that's the button I want to click though.
That's unfortunate. Okay. So. So this is the scenario where, look at that, it does work apparently.
Well, apparently, I don't know what these symbols mean.
So you could take, the point of the installer is giving you like, DNX is not for your platform. You can't run the Windows DNX on your Mac, but you could decide to copy the Windows DNX into your application and ship it to a Windows server, right? And that's the sort of things that we're trying to see if they trying to get to work in here. So this would be like, hey, I'm on a Mac, I'm going to install the Linux.NET Core, I'm going to publish, and I'm going to put the DNX inside my application, and then I'm going to ship the thing to a Linux server without the Linux server knowing anything about .NET, and it's going to work. In that particular scenario, there's a couple of edge cases, but we will hopefully make it better in the future. The particular scenario for Linux, the problem with that is when you copy the Linux DNX from your Mac over to the Linux server, the Linux doesn't know that the DNX exe is executable anymore.
So you have to shmod it.
You have to shmod it, yeah. And then down the bottom here, there's a couple of add DNVM to my bash RC or my ZSH RC, for those of you who want to do that if you install DNVM. Okay, so over here, whoa.
You gotta go like this. Does
that seem like what Mac? Are there any Mac people here? Does that seem what you want?
Yeah. He's like, I don't really care either way. It's like coffee. It's about.
No, but I'm just making sure that like when I see the add to bash profile, those are like the little nice little things that make me go, oh, okay, I thought about
that's
that.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. No.
No, you saw that there's ZSH as well.
like ZSH, for example, it's an alternative shell.
It does.
That's what I just said. They're
both,
Canadian.
They were both options.
He wanted to know if we were focusing only on bash, and we said no, ZSH is also in there as well.
Except we said it in a way that nobody understood.
We said Z, because he's kind of Canadian, and I'm kind of from Portland, which
the
is
Queen
basically
says that
Southern
I speak
British
correctly.
Columbia.
Okay. So, we said DNVM list earlier, and now, when I say DNVM list, I have some extra stuff. So I just went through the installer.
So to be clear, this is your weird hacked up version of DNVM.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why it's all weird.
Yeah. So the blue ones, and the reason I started to hack this up a little bit is so that I could do this exact moment, which is that the blue ones, there's duplicates in here. And I wanted to be able to talk about the fact that there's a duplicate Beta 8 Core CLR on this machine, right? There's two, they're both the same.
How is that possible?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I feel like I'm playing a door game, like we're playing Trade Wars. You've just gone crazy with the colors.
So this bit up here says if it's cyan, it's system installed. So if you go this dash
so there's
detail.
Two installed, one system level and one user level.
Yeah, see? Right. So with DNVM, I can see all the ones that were installed by the installer. I can use them, but they're different to the ones that I installed with DNVM. Right? I want to kind of go into my user profile and just nuke my DNXs one day, probably, maybe, because I've been downloading like dev bits or something. I don't really want to think about it. It doesn't mean I necessarily want to go and delete all the stuff that I installed with the official like PKG the other day, right?
I feel like when you added /--detailed, it only added one thing. It should just be there all the time.
Yeah, it used to be less important when there was only one place they could ever be. Mm. And then so we hit it, and now it turns out there's more places again.
It should be there all the time.
So yeah, we will look at that. Yes, so you can DNVM use any of the global ones, the same as you would expect to, but you can't uninstall them. We had a feature for DNVM uninstall, so you can't remove the ones that were installed via the PKG or the EXE, and you can't install into the same place that the PKGs or the EXEs or the Debian packages would install to. So in this case, we're putting them in user local lib DNX runtimes. Right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyone offended? Miguel.
The underline? Does the underline offend
Where's
you?
Miguel?
It offends everybody on my team.
Is Miguel offended? I don't like the underline. I don't like the righted lining and stuff like that. That's all a separate thing. Where's Miguel? He just leave. Are you okay? Is this okay? All right. So Miguel says it's fine. That means we can ship it.
Yeah. It doesn't include mono.
But you saw that it said it said mono when you ran the PKG.
Yeah, it was the mono DNX, but that would still require a mono to be on your machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could there be, and you still get mono the way before, with the
brew
or without
that? You get mono the way that Miguel blesses and says you should get mono.
And then the DNX is on top of that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, is the intent to, so you hit, I mean, I'm a 15-year-old, I've got a machine, I hit get.asp.net. I hit downloads. Yeah. Click, click, click. It's installed.
Yeah.
Maybe I put Visual Studio Code on.
Maybe.
And you figure 15 minutes, I'm running a website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the intent, is to give you the one stop, you know, give me everything I might possibly need, and away I go. In fact,
and theoretically, you won't even find yourself going to other
downloads. You just click this button, right? And then when you click this button, it shows you this page straight away, which says, oh, there's this Visual Studio Code thing.
So when you click it, it starts downloading and it scrolls down to this point.
Yeah, so you can start to see the way, the next thing I might want to download to get started whilst the download is happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've got some people coming to show you some new stuff around getting Visual Studio faster, too, a little bit later in the week as well.
That's great.
Cool.
Yeah, there was some talk of, you know, even including Visual Studio Code, but we'll see as like an option, but I don't know if we'll do that. Hmm. Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we could if it turned out to be super, super wanted.
Any comments, questions?
Yeah.
What? Yes, sir.
You're showing, can you scroll up just a bit?
I can't, because this is the top of the page.
That's the top.
Scroll down.
Okay.
There you go. I'm a Mac guy, it's opposite.
Yep.
You're showing Visual Studio on the Mac, not Visual Studio Code. You're showing full Visual Studio.
Oh, yeah, that's both. A good point.
Yeah, that's true.
We should put a big international no there.
Yeah, I think this is because this bit is the same on both, and
we auto detect that you're on a Mac, but we didn't think to remove Visual Studio.
Yeah,
we should probably say something like "not you" in parentheses.
Go and get Windows. We'll just put "go and get Windows."
Good point, though. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
this will actually all be on GitHub. So when we make this more public in the next couple of weeks, this will go live for November, right?
Suppose, apparently, yeah.
Yeah, so middle of November when we have the go live for RC and we have our event, then we will have this out and it'll be open source and it'll come off of GitHub. So stuff like that we missed. And this isn't this is like 80% done.
This is
No, you did catch us, and it's good. It's a good.
So the some history of why that the case is this used to be the only page.
Right.
And it just said install for OS X, and in Windows it said no, you can't install it on this thing. And we're in the process of changing it so that you can don't get options that don't make sense on OS X. And that one we missed. Thank you very much.
Okay. Question here. For Windows deploying out to a bunch of servers, is it an XE or an MSI?
It'll be an XE that installs an MSI, so both.
But yeah, it'll be an MSI that you could push out with System Center.
So there'll be an MSI, but as much as possible, the people that do our MSI authoring want us to use the, especially when you've got potentially multiple MSIs, want us to ship via the chaining technology that we use. And so we'll probably not ship MSIs directly. We'll probably always put them behind this chainer technology. But that's effectively
what it is. But for people on low bandwidth, Australians, New Zealanders.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You will be able to.
They're not going to want to have 20 machines go and download that stuff all
at once. No, absolutely. Yeah, that's why you have like the DVD install thing where it's bigger, but it's got everything in it that you might possibly need. Download at once.
Cool.
And you put it on a thing, right? I once lived in Australia as well.
So www.asp.net will always be the homepage for ASP.net, and there'll be a place for get or download that'll bump you to here. This is a mini site. This will be get.asp.net, and this is one. This exists for one thing: acquisition. Period. Full stop. And then docs.asp.net is docs. But we want to be driving traffic to www.asp.net, so all the other links there that were not acquisition related send you off into the ASP.net website.
Yeah.
Cool.
And good question. I think when you click install on Windows at the moment, it actually takes you to the ASP.NET getting started page. Because there's special things that happen here that we haven't yet duplicated and we're not that sure of. Like when you click this button, you get that like EULA thing you have to agree to, right? So stuff has to, more work has to be done.
And then the intent, and we have to work with the ASP.NET and .NET, those teams, they work really well. We have to work with them constantly, the .NET core team. So the intent is, if you're on like Linux or something, you'll go apt-get install something or yum install something.
Absolutely.
So the goal here is to, from my perspective, and I've always said this, one line to acquire, then you write out your foo.cs, and then you run it.
Yeah. I mean, the goal that we would like is, you know, apt-get install 1.0.0 beta 8, DNX enter, right? And you get something on Debian. For example. And we did make a Debian package, and we've got the prototypes and stuff happening. As I said, we're just working out how the details of how it all works. So at some point, that'll happen on Linux. And then in that world, if you're using a Linux server, you the story is install the DNX via your package manager of your operating system, right? The way that you just install everything.
Cool. All right, so now we're going to have Dan talk about MVC6 and Web API.